This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Long. Oh, Lord. Hastings Street. I heard everybody talking about the Henry Swain Club. I said I'd drop in there that night. And when I got there, I said, yes, people. Yes, they were really having a ball. Yes, I know. Boogie Chiller.
John Lee Hooker, Boogie Chillum from 1948. Put him in the show because, well, there was a lot of blues music happening at the Vancouver Folk Festival, including Steve Dawson, which you heard before him, with Singin' the Blues. Steve Dawson is a Canadian from Vancouver, living in Nashville and producing some of the best records coming out of there, as well as, well, coming out of Canada. He's produced music from Matt Anderson and so many more, and is an incredible music director. So, kudos to Steve. He helped put the Neil Young tribute together, and it was fabulous. Got to play that on the main stage on the Saturday night in Van City. Nadidio is on the show as well from the West Coast and has played the festival as well. I got to hang out with Nadidi in Canmore a couple years back, and here's a song called Call Me Queen on the jukebox for your listening pleasure.
Call me Queen.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's a tune called Bangoru. It's a remix from the group Bab El Blues, and it's a New Orleans-style kind of remix that the band from, well, they're a Moroccan French group, and now they've got that little nice twist in there, too. Saw them at the festival, and it was awesome. We also have music from Namgar. They are based in a little tiny village which borders Mongolia and the mountains of the Russian Republic in eastern Siberia. Really cool stuff. Namgar means white cloud, so you're going to hear them shortly. Also, Medicine Singers, they are an Algonquin powwow group. They've got a tune called Hawk Song coming up. Blue Moon Marquee, they won the Juno for Best Blues Artist of the Year a couple years ago. They're going to be on the show with Hound Dog on a Chain. They're from Wild Rose Country. and Ruthie Foster, a Grammy Award-winning soul singer and R&B blues singer, who was at the festival. I did the gospel session with her and a few other people, and Rich Hope was on that session. We're going to play him later. Also on that particular stage was Meredith Moon, the daughter of Gordon Lightfoot. We're going to play her as well. And right now, for your listening pleasure, this is Like Flowers. That's the song title, and this is Ruthie Foster on the jukebox.
Living in each warm land now.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. Polar bears symbolize the icy landscapes of the far north like no other animal. The bear's way of life, its very survival, is inseparable from the Arctic pack ice. less familiar, is a remarkable bird that shares with the polar bear this vital link to ice, the ivory gull. Just as polar bears are clad in white fur, ivory gulls are feathered entirely in white, adapted to the whiteness of their world. Long-winged and graceful in flight, ivory gulls breed on the northernmost islands of the Canadian Arctic and other high Arctic sites. They spend the winter near the pack ice. The gulls feed on small fish and other marine life, but also scavenge carcasses, including those left by polar bears.